Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How are we today? Well, we have Adam in the house.
Hello. Here again.
Oh, yes, I love it. Red Rooster Antiques over there on US 19. And is that still Clearwater or is that Palm Harbor?
We're right on the line. We're just before it turns into Palm Harbor. Clearloo is the cross street.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, you have all kinds of cool things over there. And we have Carlos from Caldwell Banker as well in the house
Carlos.
Today.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
All right. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I cooked.
All right.
And then afterwards, you know, it's just like hours and hours, and you're done in like an hour, and then you just want to collapse. So
right?
How was yours?
It's like, yes, lots of work, and my back was about to break, but I'm all right. Lots of work.
Oh, and those pies, it was excellent.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you liked
them. I didn't think I'd like sweet potato pie, but I loved it. It was really good.
Yes, you know, me too. I wouldn't try it. I've been very picky, especially when I was younger. But over the years, I've expanded my palate a lot. Yeah. But I've tried things that I never, ever thought that I would like. But a sweet potato pie is one of them, because I'm from up north and I'm not a southerner. So that was not something that was like around very much.
But they were good, weren't they?
But yeah, I tried one and I thought, you know what? I actually think I might like it better than pumpkin pie. I think I might.
It was close, and because I've had it before, and it was like, it's all right.
Yeah, I've had it before as well.
But that one is a good one.
Yes, Patti LaBelle knows what the heck she's doing, let me tell you.
You made me a pumpkin pie believer.
Sweet potato pie believer. Right? Like, I've tried other people's as well, and I didn't really care for it, so I didn't try it ever. But everybody was raving about her pies, and they were sold out everywhere a couple years ago. So I thought, I gotta try one.
Yeah, because you brought them in, and I was like, wow,
everybody's
this is
talking
nice.
About this. Everybody, so I gotta try one. I couldn't find one, so last year I was able to grab one, and I ate almost the whole thing my dang self. I was like, oh my gosh, I see why everybody's buying these.
Going to sugar shock, huh?
Right?
Sugar coma.
Me and the Cool Whip and the pie and the TV, yeah.
So what's on the agenda for today?
Well, we have a special. Guest here today, okay. Which you and Carlos are one of those, but we also have a couple that are here that are about to open a brand new restaurant, which we were just out there talking about, which mm-hmm. is really awesome, and I totally forget what the heck she called it, but I do know where it's located. It's where the old IHOP used to be on 590 and US 19.
And they said, I think, they may be open Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes, she said they're going to do a soft opening, yeah. So they're going to be open, but they're going to do a lot of really cool things, like they're going to have a mariachi band on Sundays.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And authentic food, which is, tacos are probably one of my most favorite foods, so I got to go check them out. So yeah, if they're going to do it on Wednesday, I will be there.
They said they were going to do a little bit of Tex-Mex, not too much.
Yeah, and they're going to do specials and stuff plus they're going to have a full liquor bar, so they're going to do margarita specials, sangria specials, even a brunch special on Sundays as well.
That's good.
Where it's going to be bottomless mimosas.
Yeah. Make sure I bring a designated driver.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it sounds really, and also, I mean, they were just telling me all kinds of things. They're going to have seafood and chicken and beef, all kinds of things. So I'm excited to hear about that.
That's good.
Yes. So, Carlos, how are you and how was your holiday?
My holiday was great. I'm doing well. I'm getting my business going here in Florida, helping people find and keep their homes. You know, everything's getting so expensive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people are really getting kind of worried about paying all their bills in addition to their mortgage. And as most of us have seen, our property insurance has gone up dramatically here this year. I was kind of amazed by that.
Yeah, one thing I see a lot of people talking about, and because I go on all the different forums for mm-hmm. like Nextdoor and things like
right.
that, everyone's talking about their homeowner's insurance.
Right.
So
right.
do you have any references in that area?
Well, I understand that the state government is looking at ways of alleviating some of the pressure off homeowners, but until they get involved, I'm not sure if we're going to see any decline in those rates.
Right.
And I think a lot of it has to do with what happened down in the Fort Myers area, and and you know, everything that's happened with COVID, and I think that people just have to be real careful and watch how, you know, their bills, because many people, you know, they kind of live paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, there are options available that people need to be aware of if they feel they're in some kind of jeopardy. There are federal programs, there are state programs, there are other alternatives to actually losing your home that you need to consider. Mm. And there's a procedure, it's called a short sale, where even if you were to lose your home in 2 years, you could re-qualify for another mortgage to get into a home.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I can say is that, you know, your home is your primary investment. It's your biggest investment of your life, and it's also where you live. You don't want to lose where you live. So be real careful. You know, try not to extend yourself too much, especially with the financial uncertainty that we're seeing these days.
Yeah.
Well, you know? If anybody is having those problems, you are very well. No, you are very knowledgeable about the programs that are available. So, how can somebody contact you?
I work for Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor office, and my number is 720-212-7890. And I've been a realtor in Colorado for about 17 years, dealt with a lot of short sales, foreclosures, deed in lieu of foreclosures, which is another strategy, working with the lender. I just want people to be aware that there are other options available. There's also loan modifications. You know, banks are not in the business to own your home. They're in the business to make money. And if you can give them an alternative solution rather than taking away your home, then I'm sure they're going to look pretty seriously at that because they want you to stay in your home. As the state, wants you to stay in your home.
So you're a very important man right now that people, you know, get in touch with you and, you know, ask your advice and you know, see them.
It's free advice. There's no obligation. I can't promise you you're going to stay
of course
there.
Not. Yeah.
But I do this because I love the business. I had a situation earlier today with a lady who is in a you know, pretty interesting predicament. So she's looking at different options to stay in her home, and I do this to help people. I get a lot of satisfaction out of helping
that's
people.
Good.
That's awesome.
So that's what I'm here to do. So feel
that's
free to
great.
Give me a call, 720-212-7890. I work with a very good company, Coldwell Banker Realty. I'm sure you've all heard of them. Mm-hmm. And I'll be happy to come talk to you and give you some advice and maybe come up with a path forward so that you're in a better position.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
Okay.
So everybody give Carlos a call. Anybody who's in a predicament where you're kind of scared, you don't know what to do, maybe you have options and people do not
Without
realize
a doubt.
That.
There are definitely options out there and don't lose sight of those possibilities.
Right. Because, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you just feel like, oh my gosh, everything is caving in around me and
Absolutely.
I don't. And you just feel like you don't. And most people don't realize that there are programs and there are things that you can do.
A lot of them. A lot
and
of
then,
federal.
And unfortunately, they end up just getting too behind and then they go
exactly.
into foreclosure. But don't let it go that far. Give someone who knows what they're
exactly.
talking about a call to help before that happens.
There are many, many options available to homeowners today.
Very good. Very good. And your number one more time?
Is 720-212-7890. That's actually a 720 prefix is from the Denver, Colorado area where I may have mentioned I've been a realtor in Colorado for about 17 years.
Yeah.
Very good. So I bet you don't miss the snow.
I don't miss the snow.
Oh, come on.
I understand. They're expecting about 5 or 6 feet of snow out west.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Which is a good thing. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with how Lake Mead looks like. Where,
they were.
Oh, my goodness. They're down about 29%
finding cars
capacity.
And bodies and everything else.
They're finding all kinds of...
Oh, that's where that shopping carriage was.
Oh, goodness.
Maybe
so, well, you lived in the snow for a really long time, so you
I
must
did.
Have kind of liked it.
Over 40 years. And, you know, I find it interesting that it gets kind of cool here in Florida, too.
It actually does.
I mean,
sometimes I feel like I'm a big... I mean, this year actually has been really, really mild, honestly.
Really? Yes, it has.
But I think it was maybe... It was either 2007 or 2008. It was the coldest I've ever experienced here in ever since I've lived here. It stayed cold, and I mean cold where you had to wear a winter coat and like a scarf and a hat and you were freezing to death
at
night.
Yeah, you don't
night.
Think of that.
It stayed that way, though, for like 4 months.
How far down does it get before it... you really don't have those problems like southern part of Florida?
I mean, I've even been in Miami where it's cool, honestly.
Really?
Yes, and Miami's as low as you can get in the States.
So it can.
I mean, at nighttime, you know.
Well, you always hear, you know, they're having problems, that they're going to get frost. And
that year, actually, I was in Miami, and I remember still wearing my winter coat at nighttime. I mean, but it wasn't as cold as here. It was the wind here. So it was very windy at night. So every time, I remember I was freezing every single night. I was like, what is going on? And at the time, I would go to Brian's, and he like does not believe in turning on the heat. For some reason, he just thinks, but he'll go outside. It could be 35 degrees,
yeah,
and he's outside with no coat. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, you need to put on something. Yeah, so I would go in his house. I could see my breath inside the house. I remember sitting there several times going, turn on the heat, like, for real.
It's really a strange thing because I have the air at 69 degrees, and the people that live with me, they think it's a morgue. They're like, are you out of your mind? But it's really funny because when it's cold outside and the temperature drops,
I'll turn
the heat on. And I'm like, something wrong here.
Yes.
But that's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Recently, actually, it's been super nice. Like, I must have some decent insulation in my house I just moved into.
Yeah.
I haven't had my air on for, like, 2.5
How's
weeks.
How's that going? You're getting settled in?
Yeah. But I haven't had the air on at all for, like, 2.5 weeks. I'm like, okay.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So, yes.
I know when it gets pretty cold here, though, it can affect in crops, right?
That's what you hear when you hear it's cold in Florida, that they worry about the frost and they get those burners out.
Yes. First of all, we have oranges and the strawberries. Like, and you can tell the price of strawberries when we do get seed. And they are, like, their season here for strawberries is like February. That's like the
February.
Peak. Yeah, okay. It's like the peak. So if it does get cold, like at night especially, if it's like below freezing, they're out there doing all kind of things you would think is crazy, because sometimes they wet them, and I'm like, why are you wetting them? But I guess it melts the...
Oh, the frost.
Yeah, the frost. So it doesn't actually, because it's like a warmer water.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's weird to me, but okay.
Well, I know they have those burners in the middle of the rows of orange groves. So.
Yes. So those are two crops that come out of here a lot. Yes, but that's why they do like the strawberry festivals and everything in February.
Now, CJ said he likes the California strawberries better than the Florida strawberries.
You know what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I had some recently that were really good, and they were from Florida. But some of them had been.
There's certain farms. I've gone to the Strawberry Festival several times, and they have all the different farms.
Uh-huh.
And there's one that I really, really, is it Alpine? Something like, but they always have good ones, and they're always sweet. Like, I like a strawberry, because I am a strawberry person, but I like to just eat them.
Yeah.
So if they are good enough just to eat without putting, like, sugar and stuff on them, then they are good. Yes. But sometimes it seems that a lot of them are picked too soon or something, because they're not fully right.
Well, they always have them. That's what they have them all the time now, and I'm
but
like,
see, the oranges, I don't know. My favorite orange is a navel, which they do say they have them here, but they don't taste nothing like the ones from California to me. So
you know they're going to call in about this.
Probably. Florida's
you just probably haven't had the right Floridian oranges.
I mean, look how many they sell. They sell them like crazy, like by the especially this time of year. Like, people order them for their family. My mom used to order the Florida, whole crates of the tangerines and all of that. Yeah. But I still like my navel oranges.
Okay.
You know, one other thing I did want to mention, if I may, about real estate is that prices are actually starting to come down.
Are they really?
They really, really are. You know, I couldn't find a house under $400,000 in Colorado. Now I come here to Florida, and if you move in from the shore a little bit, you can still buy a house for $250,000,
$300,000. I always thought that the central part of Florida would be much more reasonable.
It is definitely less expensive. A $200,000 house, say if it was an FHA loan, which is insured by the federal government, your payment, depending upon taxes, where you're at, insurance, would be about $1,300 a month for a house. I mean, that's an approximation depending upon other factors, but, you know, it's attainable still to be a first-time home buyer. You've got to have the right agent, and you've really got to want it. Sacrifice a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've worked, 18 years in my house in Colorado. I was never late on a mortgage payment because I prioritized it. And I used to work at the airport and sell houses and fix appliances. And I mean, I was going crazy there. I never got home, but yeah. I always watched my dollars, you know. And I that house today that I paid $208 for is worth about $650,000.
Yeah. Nice.
18 years later. So what an appreciation!
Yeah.
If somebody buys a $250,000 or $300,000 home today. You know, 10, 15 years, it'll be worth double that.
Oh, yes.
Better than any bank.
Yeah,
will get
real
you.
Estate is a really good investment.
And it's a real good buffer against inflation because as inflation goes up, generally so do real estate.
You know, this always happens. This is a cycle.
It really is cyclical.
It's cyclical.
I just don't want to see people get demoralized or. There's a lot of people out there have been working and trying really hard and staying in their little apartments and playing by the rules. And they get shot out of the water by investors. But investors are leaving the market now.
Why is that?
I think it's because prices are dropping so rapidly. And now that the sellers are outweighing the buyers, so it's going to be a buyer's market versus a seller's market.
Right.
So if I want to buy a house, for example, I'd have 5 to choose from where a year ago I couldn't find one, or I'd have to run over there. And it'd go under contract mm-hmm. in 2 hours.
That's very true.
I mean, you might find some deals where there's some crazy person living in in one of the rooms. That you have to
everywhere.
Take them in. No, I'm teasing.
No,
this is a stipulation. You have to. Yeah, Uncle Fred stays with the house. No, I'm teasing.
No, that's really true. A friend of mine, she actually sold her house. It was it was about a year and a month ago, and it kind of happened. Well, she found a house, right? And she thought she was going to be just moving out of this house into the other house.
It's not that.
And what happened is the other house that she was supposed to purchase
fell through.
It did, well, when they did the inspection, there was so many serious issues with it, with electrical and just all kinds of things that she was like, no way. But guess what? Her house sold in 4 hours on the market.
I believe it.
In 4 hours.
Absolutely.
And really, that's the only reason she was doing it because she thought, I'm time for a change, whatever. Yeah. I can go get this house and move out of this house. We'll make some money. And
sure.
Yeah, then she ended up having to put all her stuff in storage and whatever, and she ended up moving all the way up to Hudson because that was the only... I mean, she looked at houses, and they would literally be gone. Like, but it would
so
go
fast.
On the market, and within an hour or two, gone. And cash buyers, people coming in and just buying them. So I have noticed that with the market now.
Not
there's
so
a lot
much.
Of stuff on the market right now. Compared to where there was nothing.
Not so much anymore. Those houses are sitting.
Yep.
And they're gonna, the prices are going to steadily decrease. Probably not fall too far because people will come back.
Right.
But they will become more affordable, especially for first-time home buyers. I'm a strong believer that everyone should get a shot at the American dream.
Right.
And the way these landlords charge people just to live. I'm sorry, that's atrocious. I know we live in a capitalist society. I'm a capitalist like anyone else. But I also don't feel that people should suffer just trying to survive.
Well,
so I'll never be a wealthy man, but I sleep just fine at night. I'll
I know.
Yeah. I mean, because of the market going up, I don't know what the heck happened, but all the rents. I mean, and
the
it all
rents
started.
Are ridiculous.
Well, with COVID is when it all kind of started. Like a lot of people started moving here, so everybody thought, oh, gee, we're just going to start hiking prices up because everybody wants to move
but
here. We're desirable.
This is all over the United States.
It is all over the.
But it's worse in Florida.
It is.
If you look, it is worse
right.
in Florida.
My friend in Connecticut, she's in Rhode Island right now, and they're selling her. She's lived there like 10 years because it's worth so much money. And she looked for like nothing apartments in East Providence, where I'm from, Rhode Island.
Right.
And they were like $2,500 for like two bedroom tenements.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's unheard
crazy.
Of. So I said, you might as well move to New York. You might as well live in Brooklyn or the Queens and
isn't
if you're gonna spend that kind of money.
Judge Frank Caprio from Brooklyn.
Yes, I think so.
I'm sorry. What a wonderful judge.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever
I watch that occasionally,
I've
never been on it, but I've seen it.
I'm not willing to admit if I've
no,
ever been
no.
on it.
No traffic stops.
But nice guy.
Oh, speaking of traffic, we are about to do the traffic report for today. And we will dedicate, we'll play a song after the traffic report dedicated to Red Rooster Antiques and Carlos at Coldwell Banker.
Fantastic.
Great. Thank you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. It's 5:31 here on the Brian Cashclaw Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather this afternoon. We have a disabled vehicle on the Pinellas side, southbound I-275 before 54th Avenue North, blocking the right shoulder. So make your plans accordingly there. There's another disabled vehicle, southbound I-275 on the Howard Franklin, just past the hump. So that's southbound just past the hump, mile marker 34. That has the center lane blocked. As we go on over to Hillsboro, another disabled vehicle southbound I-275 beyond mile marker 43. That should be right about at North Boulevard. So keep that in mind. Going up to Pasco, we have just a small incident southbound I-75 at the County Road 54 ramp. That is on the ramp, it looks like that. All right, going on over to your weather for this afternoon. We have a high of 76 today. Tonight we're looking for a low of 63 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hill, 76 degrees. Dade City, 77. And downtown Clearwater, 71 degrees. More of the Brian Cashclaw Show coming right up after this. Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamonds, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Hey, hello, this is Adam. We're at, what are where we at? We're at the radio station.
Right, BCC coupon book.
And we're at the Brian Cash Show. And we have two new folks that just came in, and they, the restaurant, tell me the name of the restaurant.
The name is Taco Quila Mexican Kitchen and Cantina.
Okay, and your name is?
Cassandra.
Cassandra, and that's Mateus, right? Yeah. So Cassandra, tell me about the restaurant, what's going to be happening, because you're just going to be opening this up.
We're hoping to open within this coming week.
Okay.
We don't have an exact date yet, but you guys can follow us on Facebook at Taco Quila Mexican Kitchen and Cantina. And okay, we will keep you guys updated on that. We will be serving authentic Mexican food with a mix of Tex-Mex food, bringing you guys a little bit from home. We have our specialty will be drinks.
Okay.
We have delicious food. Sorry.
That sounds good.
Our happy hour will be Monday through Friday from 2 to 6.
Okay.
And that includes our 16-ounce house margarita, 16-ounce house draft beer.
Sangria, well drinks.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All of that, and it'll be 2-for-1.
And you have handmade tortillas, so that sounds wonderful. And seafood, everything. And you, what's the address?
The address is 22996 U.S. Highway 19 North. We're on the intersection of 590 and 19, right next to the Walmart Supercenter right there.
Okay, I know where that is. Yes. Yeah, that's great. So
that's Alderman, right? Alderman Road?
Is it?
Alderman?
Bay. No. We're closer to Sunset. Alderman's the
Sunset.
Way.
Oh, that's right.
We're in Clearwater.
So you're planning. You're going to have a soft opening, but you haven't set on the date yet. You're thinking
we're going for Wednesday next week.
Wednesday next week. So just check the website.
Yes,
to
we'll
make
be
sure.
On our Facebook, we'll be updating.
So
everyone.
Tell me why. I mean, this has been a dream of yours. You've always wanted to open a restaurant, or you know. Serving food, you know, what gets you into this?
Well, we've always, I think me and my husband have always been in the industry, and I think it was time to get independent and do it for ourselves.
Do it for yourself. So you know what you're doing. You know how to cook, and there's a lot of restaurants out there that they're not great.
So
this sounds like it's wonderful. So the name of the restaurant again is going to be?
Taco Quila Mexican Kitchen and Cantina.
Okay. And the telephone number? She's getting it.
I will get it. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
The phone number is 727-953-3313.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm definitely going to come. And I want to come when you have the bands on Sunday, the mariachi band. Love that.
We'll be having live mariachis on Sundays.
So. I would like that. What time do you think? In the afternoon?
Six
or
tonight.
Probably 6 p.m. to 9.
6 to 9. Oh, yeah. I definitely want to come and see that. That's wonderful. So I'm really excited for you both.
Thank you. We're excited to be open and having our clients come in from all over places, especially the Clearwater
area. Well, I know
area.
Our friend here will be there, won't you?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have flavored margaritas?
Yes.
Do you?
Any flavor you like, yeah.
Really? Have so you got like strawberry,
coconut, passion fruit,
yeah,
kiwi.
That's a big seller.
Yeah, banana.
Just make sure you bring a designated driver when you come, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So you can enjoy yourself and not worry anyone, right? That's the way to do it.
I think that would be a great idea. Just
I think
make
so,
sure
too.
You guys have a driver.
Absolutely.
Boy, there's nothing like a good flavored margarita, boy. I'll tell you what.
That's right.
Well, if you need
I'm hungry now. Now I want to. Now, I wish you opened right now. After we left here, I'd come over and get something to eat because it sounds great.
Yeah, I'll be there. I don't live far away from there, so.
No.
We're right in the middle of everyone, so we can get everyone to come in. We're right in between, kind of in the middle of everywhere. In the middle of Clearwater, we're in the middle of Dunedin, close
Yeah, so
by,
you're kind
Shady
of like in
Harbor,
the central area.
Largo.
So that's a good, you know, good area to get a lot of different type folks in.
Mm-hmm. You know, I came from the West where there are Mexican restaurants everywhere. And it's good to see another one opening up here because I haven't seen too many really good Mexican restaurants up here in Florida. I thought maybe it was just me or something, but I definitely think we need another good...
They're going to have authentic Mexican, which is good. I love Tex-Mex, too, but
they're
going to have
authentic. We will be having, as well, I think everyone knows that Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday.
That's
so
great,
We will be having Taco Tuesday 3-for-5 on the American tacos.
And they'll sell really well.
Shredded chicken, ground beef, flour tortilla, lettuce and cheese, $3-$5. And if you come in happy hour and get that.
And this is Mateo's. So do you both cook? Or who's in the front of the restaurant? Who's cooking?
It's a little bit of both.
You don't both. You're trading off. That's great.
So we're going to play a song. I mean, if you can guess the song person, you get how much? $50 in gift certificates.
Okay.
Right, and then it's going to be you spend the money over here at my friend's place.
That's
right. He just made $50, but you got to guess within 10 seconds.
Okay.
You ready? We're going to play the song. Anybody who guessed?
Selena.
What?
Selena.
I said you got to wait 10 seconds. You got it?
Oh, man, I didn't stand a chance.
I'm only $50.
Everyone in the universe knows Selena.
Oh, it's Selena then. Okay.
Well, it'll be perfect because for everyone who loves Selena, I mean, who doesn't love Selena? Everyone loves Selena. Yes. We do have
That's right.
We have a mural actually representing Selena in our restaurant. So whoever is a fan of Selena, we have that.
They have a mural of Selena in their restaurant.
It's like the main thing in our restaurant.
Okay, you guys, you two. You guys can win.
In honor of, name your restaurant?
Taco Quila Mexican Kitchen and Cantina.
And it was Selena, and they won $50 at the Red Rooster Antique Shop in Palm Harbor.
That's correct.
Yay! So the check's in the mail.
So this is great. So you just showed me a wonderful pick of the restaurant and how it looks and how you have it. And you have a picture of Selena there, right?
Yes. We have a mural.
I love the glasses and everything. Yeah, it's going to be great. So you have a lot of work ahead of you, right?
Quite a bit.
But I know you're going to do it. I know. I'm confident that you're going to be open very soon.
Yes. We're, like I said, we are hoping for Wednesday, but if you guys can follow us on Facebook, we will keep our customers and the public waiting, pending on that. But we are shooting for Wednesday, if God willing, that everything goes well, that we'll be open. Our doors will be open on Wednesday.
And you'll have to come. Now you've got the $50 gift certificate. You're going to have to come down and see me at Red Rooster Antiques.
It's on our way home, so we'll have to stop by.
That's at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. And our telephone number is 860-661-2071. And we're open 7 days a week.
And where do you find most of your antiques? Do you just, do they,
it comes
people like, kind of like, you know,
we TVs? We get about 4 or 5 calls a day, people.
Really?
Yeah, because everything ends up in Florida. And right. we get a lot of calls. So we get a lot of beautiful, unusual things. Actually, we have a lot of Mexican pieces, actually, really? In the shop.
Well, I think we should go check out some and see if we need some more decoration.
We do. But we get a lot of beautiful antiques, and we try to keep the prices reasonable. So we have everything from $5 to $5,000. There's a mix there. And there's three little shops there. Two are right next to each other. The other is kind of like our storage, basically, but we bring people in there. But basically, it's a small shop, but there's a lot of stuff in it. And well, we love people coming in. And we just closed. So,
we did.
But my partner CJ and Austin are there, and they're wonderful guys. And I've been coming here on the radio show for about, I don't know, maybe 6 months or more. And I never thought in my life that I'd be on the radio. And he just says, do it. And I'm like, the first time he did it, all the blood rushed from my head. I think I was going to pass out.
Because he just
puts you on the spot. And he'll do it to you eventually. Yeah. You wait. He'll just say, okay, do it.
I think he did it to us today. I was like, wait, I was not prepared for this.
That's okay. You're doing fine. But I'm really looking forward to it. And tell us about your place again, the Caldwell Banker.
Well, the real estate office. You know, Caldwell Banker is not a franchise situation. It's a big company store nationwide and internationally, so they have a lot of resources.
They are franchised or they're not?
They're not. I believe it's stock-owned or something, but there's no franchise offices owned by individuals. It's all...
Okay. So everyone works for the company?
Everyone works for the company, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been with them, by the way?
I've been with Caldwell Banker for about 3 months, and I'm still working with a real estate company out of Colorado. I just got my Florida license.
Okay.
So I'm now, but I've had my Colorado license for 17 years.
So you've been in this.
I've been in this for a long time.
So you know what you're doing.
I better hope so.
There might be a little kink. I mean, there probably are some differences.
Without question, there are differences. Actually, absolutely. Colorado and Texas are the two hardest states to get licensed in the United States.
Colorado and Texas. I would have thought it would be California or something like that.
I would have thought so, but Colorado and Texas are very, very difficult.
How's Florida?
Florida wasn't that hard, I'll tell you. Florida has 200,000 real estate agents.
200,000.
And 21 million residents. And Colorado has 20,000 real estate agents and 8 million residents.
I would think Florida would have one of the highest turnovers for properties.
Unbelievable.
In the country.
There are so many people wanting to move in and move out. And there's just a lot of opportunity for someone down here if they want to own a house, you know.
So there's a good opportunity, and you can help provide that for them.
Without question, I can help provide
that. You know, if everything clicks, you can.
I just ask people to give me a chance, you know. Yeah. If you're in trouble, you got to talk to somebody, and I'm not going to charge you for consultation. No. I just want to give you the options, and you make a decision if you'd like to, you know, move from there. But I'll
give
you the options.
You're pointing them in the right direction.
All I want to do, man. That's all I'm gonna do. Where is
your office again?
It's right off Tampa Road in Palm Harbor.
Okay, and your telephone number? Tell me your full name.
My name is Carlos Cabreja, and my phone number is 720-212-7890.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. So, and you're there 5 days a week, or?
Well, we work in and out of the office. I have a home office not far away, but I'm out on the road a lot. Earlier today, I went and spoke to a client, so I was there. That took me a couple hours, and I went and spoke to another client. I've got a lot of clients from other parts of the country that are trying to buy properties down here, like do an Airbnb type situation.
Yeah,
so that's getting really popular now.
It really is. It turns out I think it's less expensive than some of these hotels, because some of these hotels.
Yes, it is actually. You know.
Ridiculous, you know.
I know. But so you're getting people from all over the United States coming here wanting to buy.
Everybody wants to live in Florida.
Absolutely.
They really do. And you know, you don't have a state income tax. That's a big motivator.
Did you find there was a fall off after this last hurricane that people were kind of like saying? I think they think about it when it happens, but then it's...
So I thought that it would affect our prices here, but I don't think it will. I think that what people are looking at, like in the Fort Myers area, is that it's going to be rebuilt new. So they want them even more. amazing. Yeah. Built the properties newer, faster, you know, stronger.
That's
right. And people are still buying properties in Fort Myers.
It's great that they're building these properties, you know, more sturdier and more regulations.
They really regulations need to do that.
They'll be safer. People will be safer. So
well,
that's
you remember
great.
That one apartment building down in Miami, I believe it was, that collapsed?
I know.
Back.
Oh,
remember
oh
that?
Yeah. I remember that.
Absolutely.
I remember that.
So now the state government is becoming a lot more stringent about inspections.
Well, they have to be funded. They have to be fully funded, these condominium these towers, right? They
yes.
have to. They yeah. have to have enough money to keep it in repair.
Absolutely. And the maintenance being so close to salt water is another issue as well.
Being from Rhode Island, I know what that's about.
It's so corrosive.
The one that did collapse down there, I seriously don't understand how they got away with having their inspection done.
I don't either.
There's
don't
no
know.
Way. That was years of damage.
It's kind of yeah, like the fox yeah. watching the chicken coop because... You know, there was nobody that stepped in. It was just a tragedy all the way around.
Oh,
I'm sure
absolutely.
Those people did not want this to happen or ever thought it would happen. It was just an error, and it just happened. So hopefully that'll never happen again to anyone.
Yeah, yes. And we're in a really good spot. Apparently we're in some kind of a buffer zone because the last
what they
time
say.
Tampa got hit was over 100 years ago.
Yes.
And even this last hurricane, you see how it went? It went past us. It went up north, further north. And
so,
we didn't get nailed.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a contest.
Okay.
All right. Whoever gets it wins. You're in on the contest. You guys got to do a 40. Read, study up a little bit. Come on, do your study in here.
Okay.
Study up on this. And then we're all going to go around the room and do a commercial for my friend at the Euro Produce.
Okay.
And whoever gets it correctly, right, wins $50 again.
Man, at this rate, boy, we're rich.
Okay, what do they get? What do you want to get correctly?
I wanted it to be an upbeat okay. radio spot. Do you have any produce songs?
Produce songs?
I don't know, something with a tomato
Are you
in it.
Me?
A banana? What?
There might be, actually. You know.
Yes, we have no tomato. Yes, we have no bananas. That's the only produce.
We're going to end with this.
Yeah.
We're going to end.
That's it.
We're going to end the show with a Spanish song.
Okay.
I'm not going to say Mexican song. Spanish. All right. So this is Euro Produce. His name is Alton, and his wonderful wife are running a new produce stand right there on 49th Street.
Yeah, 3900 49th Street, Park.
Okay, so who's going to go first in the contest? Who wants to go? You go first. It's four of you, and then you do it in Mexican. Spanish.
Oh my gosh.
Ready?
Every time you say the wrong thing, we're going to deduct $50 from you.
Yeah.
We'll split
Anyways,
it evenly.
Right. So yes, you guys got to go check out the Euro Produce Market. I've actually been in there. It is a gorgeous, beautiful, big place. Everything is super fresh, but he has, if you like Italian, like authentic things you can't find other places. He has homemade pastas, like all kinds of different sizes and shapes that you wouldn't be able to find at like Publix, which I've tried some of them, and oh my gosh, they are so delicious. And also he has honeys from all over the place. He has Mediterranean foods and olives, but my favorite thing that they have there is they have like 6 or 7 different kinds of fresh feta cheese. So if you are a feta cheese fan, oh my gosh, they have all these choices. Some are from Bavaria, some are from Germany. He's got them from all over the place, but they were the best feta I've ever had. He also has a lot of fresh meats and things like that. And I got some olive oil there too that was really, really good. But the honey was also, it was an orange flavored honey and it was delicious.
So tell me the gentleman's name.
So this is Alton
okay.
and his wife, and they are actually there. They run it. If you have any questions or something you want, they'll try to get it for you. But you can find them. It's a new location at 9300 49th Street in Pinellas Park. And they're open Monday through Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or if you have any questions about maybe something they carry, you want to know about where they are, something like that, give them a call at 727-289-4467. But they have so many imported cheeses and meats and pastas and all sorts of yummy things that you guys would love.
So they have about everything. I mean,
they do.
Everything that you're looking for.
But yes, they have a lot of imports from like Greece and Italy and things that you can't find like at a regular store, they have there.
And you've, so it just sounds wonderful. So, but they do have bananas. He was playing Yes, We Have
Bananas. Really,
I'm sure they do have. I'm sure they do have bananas.
Yes, and they have all kinds of anything you could think of as fresh produce. They've got strawberries, tomatoes, like all kinds of lettuces, just all sorts of.
It looks like they have the good Greek olives and all that.
They do. They have, and they have many choices. So it's not just like, oh, this is what you get. There's many different kinds. So if you want Kalamata or you want green or whatever kind you want,
they have a huge variety.
They have a lot of choices.
I love olives.
Yes.
CJ doesn't like olives, but I love them. So that it looks great. So, I mean, that is wonderful. I'm trying to think of anything else. Do they have sandwiches as well?
He has certain things that they make in-house and that they sell there. So, like, they have different kinds of breads sometimes, like different kinds of, like, banana bread, and there was, like, a strawberry banana bread.
Yeah, they do
baklava.
That.
Yes, they have baklava all the time, homemade, and they usually have the spinach pie, which is also homemade. And so they have different things that they're going to have there.
Tammy, you're making me hungry. It's almost six o'clock.
It's really good. Like, everything in there,
well,
like
the good
I said,
thing
is super
that
fresh.
They close at 7, so yes. We can still manage to get out of here.
Yeah, you can still get there. So it's Euro Produce Market Incorporated. It's at 9300 49th Street North, Pinellas Park.
Yep.
And their telephone number, again, is 727-289-4467.
And you know what else? They are the nicest people. Alton is so helpful. Like, the first time I was in there, I had all these questions. He was showing me where everything was, all the different varieties of things that they have. Like I said, there's so many choices. Like, if you want olive oil, there's probably 20 or 30 of them to choose. So, and they're the real ones, like I said, imports.
No Mazola oil there, huh?
Right.
Okay. So, let's tell us again, give your restaurant, let us know about it.
So,
just real quick, too, also, can you talk a little bit about Fat Jack's for us, too, how you're friends with them?
Oh, okay.
We want to say hi to Dan, our friends at Fat Jack's.
Good.
Yeah. Hola.
Oh, I love Danny.
Can you say something to our Spanish? Say, like, talk for, like, 30 seconds in Spanish to somebody, whatever you want to say.
That's a loaded question. Fat Jack, Mateo y Cassandra, les mandamos saludos aquí desde la radio. Ya vamos a abrir pronto el Taco Quila Mexican Kitchen en Cantina en Clearwater.
There you go.
Right. There we go. That's a 36.
Sí, thank you, Gringo.
Oh my God.
You're the Gringo.
Oh my gosh. So tell us about the restaurant one more time.
So we are hoping to be open on Wednesday next week. We are Taco Quila Mexican Kitchen and Cantina. We will be waiting for you guys there with a bunch of specials and prizes. We will have our happy hour Monday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, we're going to be there with bells on. And Carlos, again?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm just here to help people keep and save their homes, and I'm here to answer any questions they have about the real estate market.
Give us your number one more time, Carlos.
720-212-7890. No obligation, free counseling, and I can help you maybe buy a house, sell a house, or get out of trouble with a house, okay?
Right, keep your house.
Yeah,
so
keep your house.
If anybody is financially struggling, you don't know what to do, please give Carlos a call.
And when you do get the house, come to Red Rooster Antiques, and we'll help you out.
Exactly.
Help you furnish it.
And then in order to celebrate, you guys can come have dinner over here.
That's great. So it all ties together. Wonderful.
Yes.
All right.
I'm excited to come check out your new restaurant. You guys are going to have the mariachi bands on Sundays.
And
brunch with bottomless mimosas.
Yes, bottomless mimosas that from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Awesome. Well, bring your appetite and bring a designated driver, and you'll be all set to go because it sounds like it's going to be wonderful.
Yes,
it really does. And we appreciate you guys coming today. Thank you so very much. And we're almost out of time, but I just want to say thank you to Adam, Carlos, and
Cassandra.
Cassandra. Why don't I call you Charlene every time? I don't know. And Mateo, thank you so much for
thank
being
you,
here
Mateo.
Today.
No, thank you,
we
guys.
We appreciate you guys. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Wonderful.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.